Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, June 13th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled Yearbook Stories, and our scripture reading comes from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 25, which says, "So then, putting away any falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another." I was moving some books the other day to make room on a bookshelf at home and realized that one of the books was my senior yearbook, class of 1979. I obviously have moved this book with me from place to place in my adult life. I sat down and started looking through the book, and the memories and the stories started pouring out. It didn't take long before more than an hour passed, and I was still looking at the activity pictures, reading the inscriptions and well wishes, and looking through the pictures of my graduating class to see how many people I remember. I graduated with a class of more than 700 students, so of course I didn't know everyone, but it was fun to read what people wrote and remember the stories. What do you remember from signing yearbooks? Do you still have any of your yearbooks? And if you do, have you opened any of them recently? What stories do you remember? Now is the season for yearbook signing. I wonder what kids write in yearbooks these days, and how much they will remember of the stories in decades to come. I noticed that those who signed my yearbook each had a unique style. Some wrote upside down or sideways. Some used different color pens. And others carefully chose which page they wrote on. Just for a chuckle, here are some of the inscriptions from my senior class yearbook. Many writings start out with, "Hey, you," or "Remember when?" Then there are things like, "Don't ever change," "I couldn't have made it through English class without you," "We'll stay in touch, always," "Stay cool," and one that took me a while to remember the acronym, LYLAS, "Love you like a sister." And I can't for the life of me remember who this person is. When I think about all that we have recorded in the Bible, of what Jesus had to say to us, we could think of the Bible as our yearbook of faith, with each inscription telling a bit of the story of our past. Then people like the Apostle Paul tell us in his letters about speaking the truth to others, since we belong to one another. Just for fun, see if you can find one of your old yearbooks and enjoy reading and remembering, and maybe even sharing your yearbook stories with others. May the joy of the stories hold you in this day. Amen.